The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Well, Opera Omaha has a wonderful production that's opening at the Orpheum on January 30th, and it's called Susanna. And singing the soprano lead role of Susanna, it's Caitlin Lynch, and she's my guest today on Live and Local. Caitlin, thanks so much for taking the time.
Happy to be here. Thanks, Mike.
First of all, this is your Opera Omaha debut, so since you haven't been here before, what are your expectations as you show up to our fair city?
I've actually been to Omaha once before to sing with the symphony about 10 years ago. So this is my Opera Omaha debut, but I have made music in Omaha in the past, although it's been a decade. So I really enjoyed my time when I was here with the symphony 10 years ago and was really looking forward to returning to the community. And Opera Omaha has always had a great reputation in our business for being a really solid, fantastic opera company. But under Allison Swenson's leadership, it's just grown, and the reputation has nothing but positive energy around it with my colleagues and peers. So I was really looking forward to being a part of the community, and it's exceeded my expectations, the company. Everyone who works here is just absolutely fantastic and decent human beings, highly skilled and kind and generous at every level of production and performers and artists. And of course, the team that Opera Omaha brought in to direct and conduct, with Pat Reset directing and Stephen White conducting, it's an absolute dream team.
Susanna is very much an American opera. Can you talk about that? Because not only the story, but the music itself has quite a flavor of America.
It does. There's folk references, and it's one of the treasures of American opera. Aside from Porgy and Bess, it's an American opera that's performed most of all, and there's really good reason. It's nice that it's in English, and it's nice that it references parts of our own country and more recent history. The story is accessible now. When I started singing these arias, Susanna's main arias, I was a student, and Carlisle Floyd was alive and very active in the opera world. And so I actually thank Carlisle in many ways for the success that I've had in an operatic career, which is quite challenging, because I started singing the arias for competitions and auditions. And Ain't It a Pretty Night in particular was sort of my go-to starter aria for those opportunities, and I had great success with it, and as a result connected with other living composers that I've been able to develop relationships with and have helped my career enormously, including Nico Muley and Jake Heggie and others. So I've had a big portion of my career singing music by American composers, and really enjoyed that process of especially developing work with living composers. But I think that for me, it's especially full circle because I was in this opera when I was an undergrad at the University of Michigan in the chorus. And it's where I decided that I really wanted to pursue opera and be an opera singer. And Susanna has been my dream role since I was 19 years old. And this is my first opportunity to perform it. So Opera Omaha is really realizing a dream for me on many levels.
You get the call saying, we'd like you to sing Susanna. What did that feel like to, you know, from 19 to, what, your tender age of 21, I'm guessing now?
Yes, exactly.
but you know, for all those years of work, and, you know, and you've been in the opera world, and you've been doing these things, and now something you've wanted to do since you were a kid, you're doing it.
Well, the call came through my manager, Alex Fletcher, and he's known for many, many years how excited I was to potentially have the opportunity to perform this role and embody this incredible character. And so there's an element of like just pinching yourself, you know, especially right now. It's every opportunity to perform. I do not take any of it for granted. You know, opera companies are struggling. It's been difficult, and they're shortening their seasons and getting rid of performances they normally would have been able to present. And so as a soprano, which is the voice type that's the most overly populated in our industry, it's competitive and it's difficult. And so to feel like I have the external validation from these people that I really trust and respect that I can handle this role. It means so much to me. I think it's especially full circle now because I'm also on faculty at the University of Michigan. So I'm now teaching those students that, you know, I was just so recently. And so there's another element of that too. It's feeling like I'm sort of, I get to realize my dreams. I'm enormously grateful. And I have to be honest, it's quite overwhelming. And there are dramatic elements to this storytelling that are really difficult and really challenging. And I'm grateful that I'm older now to be able to handle some of the subject material just emotionally, psychologically.
It starts January 30th, runs through February 1st at the Orpheum Theater. Information and ticket information can be found at operaomaha.org. The opera is called Susanna, and that title role is being sung by soprano Caitlin Lynch. Caitlin, welcome back to Omaha. Great to have you here, and just have a wonderful show.
I hope you come see it, Mike. Thanks. Appreciate it.